My friends, what does God expect of us? When I was a sophomore at Ambassador College Big Sandy some 37 years ago, it was a Friday night. My date and I were sitting in the front row in the auditorium field house, waiting to expand our mind a bit. It was an evangelist giving a Bible study that night. And he said, "What are the three types of love?" Vaughn. After a pause that I made as short as I could, he had taught me to say that the three types of love were agape, philia, eros. And thankfully, that's what I said. We all started to breathe again, and everything was okay. Of course, the incident also taught me to not sit in the front row anymore, too. The Bible is full of laws, statutes, precepts, commands, and examples of what God expects us to do. And we will learn that all of our lives. I've been doing this now. This is my 50th feast. It will go on until we're not physical anymore, and I can't help but think that the way God works, that we'll be learning for eternity. So here we are on the last great day after the Feast of Tabernacles, and it has flown by, as my tie shows. And now we start the day, the last great day, with an offering. If you would please turn to Deuteronomy 16. Verse 16. Three times in a year, three seasons, unleavened bread, Pentecost, and then the fall festival season. All of your males. Now I wondered, where does male start? Do we have toddlers putting offerings in the basket? Well, we may have, but I don't think that's what's required. I think it's probably more like 17, 18, maybe 20. In some ways, the age of accountability is 20. But of course, probably everybody ought to give. It's a way to have a blessing. All your males in a place that he shall choose. If this isn't a place that God has chosen, I would like to see it. Because this is a wonderful place. And it is so much different, so much better than what I started in those 50 years ago when you walked into a motel room that had two double beds in it and a bathroom, and you had to walk back out and go get cleaning supplies to clean it up before you could move into it. But we were taught, that's the way I like it. So that's what we did. And we should not come empty. Have something in your pocket. Plan ahead. You can set something aside from your salary, your income every week, every month, whenever it comes. You set aside that percentage, that amount, and you can be prepared and you can be confident that you have something to give. If you would also turn, please, to 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 6 through 8. Back up. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to as he purposes in his life. And if we've planned for this, we've had a purpose. Let him not give grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And here's the part I really like. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency, all your needs, in all things may abound in every good work. It's a way to grow. If it's sometimes a trial, you have to step out in faith. But if you do it, God is faithful to take care of you, because He did not call you in here, into this place, into this church, to fail. He wants you to take that next step. Then also, would you please turn to Mark 12, in verse 41 to 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast in money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all they which cast in the treasury, for all they did in their abundance, but of her want she cast in all she had, all her living. And I looked it up, and a mite is worth about 4 cents. And you can't hardly find a mite anymore. The quality of the coin itself was so poor, they just throwed it away. You might find one in the museum, but it probably won't be whole. But the point was, she gave all that she had. And as far as I understand, this is the building fund. This wasn't even normal offerings or tithes. This was the building fund from the temple. Our Creator expects us to give all. Now, He doesn't need our money. He owns us. He owns all that exists that Jesus Christ created by His power. But He expects us to give all of ourselves. He needs to know the same thing that He needed to know of Abraham, when he had to take his son, his firstborn son, the son that he'd wanted for 100 years, and was told to sacrifice him. We're not told, nobody's told, to sacrifice your son. Nobody's going to have to go through that. But He does want to know what we will do. It's not my job here to extract another dollar from your wallet to put in the offering basket. There's still a work to be done, and that requires money in this age. What God wants to know is we give of our whole self, because that's what He expects of us.